What's your opinion about the future of female chess? Who will be the best, in your opinion, in the future?
Well, it's a very difficult question because nowadays there are several very talented young players and very talented female players who play very successfully with men. We know that there is one Indian, Canero. There is also one Chinese girl, which I played in the final, who we find, because to be in the final of the 14 years, it's already something familiar. There are always many good girls in Russia, because I always have this competition in Russia, and that's good. So I'm not sure who will be the future world champion, because I'm still the one, and I will try to do my best to defend my title.
Alexandra, will you be able to obtain 2700 Elo is in your plans in the future?
No, it's not my goal. Definitely it's not my goal, because I understand that in order to obtain this rating, in order to play, you need really to dedicate the whole your life to chess, and you need to study chess, I mean, for many hours, and you need really to think only about chess. And I'm not really this kind of person. I'm enjoying my life very much. I love playing chess, but I also think that it's very important to promote chess in the world, to show that chess is a cool game, that kids can play chess, to travel to the countries, to meet new people, and I like it. And I think it's part of my life, and I don't really want to exchange it and to sacrifice my whole time only to chess, because I think I've achieved already quite a bit in the professional chess, and there are many more things in life that I enjoy and I like.
Alexandra, you told us about the most beautiful moments in chess, and now tell us about the most difficult in your chess career.
Well, every unsuccessful tournament is a very difficult moment, especially now, because since I'm more flexible, since I understand that I have a family, that I don't really have to continue to fight, to work, to suffer sometimes. Sometimes these losses are considered to me, I start thinking maybe it's a sign that I really need to stop playing professionally, to train and to think about something else. So it's really all the time it's kind of fighting with yourself in order to understand what would you like to do, and what are you doing, if it's the right decision, and so on. So it's going on all the time.
And finally, have you considered to retire of chess in the future, or do you want to stay playing chess all the time?
Well, I told earlier, I'm not seeing myself being a professional chess player for the rest of my life. So for the moment, I'm playing and I'm trying to do it as successfully as possible, but I will always be in chess. I will always be trying to promote it in the world, but I don't think I will stay forever the professional chess player.
Thanks, Alexandra, and welcome to Colombia.
Thank you.